You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is sandbox. Spelled sand for trap and box for information. Definition: an isolated and controlled set of resources that mimics real-world environments and used to safely execute suspicious code without infecting or causing damage to the host machine, operating system, or network. Example sentence: an effective method of testing unverified code is to detonate it in a sandbox and observe the code's behavior, whether it is trying to load malicious files, replicate itself, contact a command and control server, download additional software, or encrypt sensitive data. Origin and context. Historically, educators used tabletop sandboxes as educational tools for children. John Dewey's laboratory school at the University of Chicago in the early 1900s used sandboxes to teach about landforms and erosion, or to use as a relief map base for building twig forts and log cabins of previous civilizations. But long before that, they were used as military tools for diagramming war strategy. According to Alexandra Lang from Slate Online, quote, "A plan of attack might originally have been sketched on the ground of the battlefield with a stick. But even during the Roman Empire, sand tables would have been set up within military encampments with tokens representing soldiers and units in the coming battle. In the digital world, Minecraft is probably the most popular sandbox game of the moment. But earlier hits like SimCity and Spore demonstrated a market for open-ended gameplay. Virtual sandboxing, on the other hand, has its origins in the Hydra system, a project that came out of Carnegie Mellon University in the early 1970s. Researchers needed a safe way to experiment with new codes in their operating system while exploring different computer structures. Elizabeth Palermo, in her article Sandbox, A Separate Space for Developers to Play, explains it this way, quote, "In traditional operating systems, one bad code can lead to system failure. But with Hydra as the kernel or base of the operating system, researchers could run experimental codes as user programs, which don't have access to the higher-level mechanisms that cause system failure. With this innovative new tool, researchers could experiment with new codes without damaging their entire system," end quote. This separate space is great for security professionals because cyber criminals can't leave the sandbox environment. They can't get to your sensitive information or even see that other virtual machines exist on the device. Nerd reference. As I said, using a sandbox to reduce the probability of a successful cyber attack has been around since the 1970s. In the modern age, here's Google describing how it uses the sandboxing technique to protect its Chrome browser back in 2010.
Sandboxing is a feature that we've built into Google Chrome to enhance the browser's security. Here's how sandboxing works. In Chrome, every website or web application you open in the browser is a separate and independent process. For example, if you open three different websites in three different browser tabs, each tab you open corresponds to a separate process. So if one tab crashes, the browser and other tabs you have open shouldn't be affected. Sandboxing provides a layer of protection around each of these processes. Just like an actual sandbox, it's designed to build a restricted environment around each process.
Credits. Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.